Sharon Creech was the first American winner of the Carnegie Medal for British Children's Books and the first person to win both the American Newbery Medal and the British Carnegie. Sharon was born in Ohio, but frequently visited with family in Kentucky, a place which features prominently in her writing. At college, she became intrigued by storytelling after taking literature and writing courses. Later, she became a teacher of secondary school English and writing in England and Switzerland. Her first children's novel, Absolutely Normal Chaos, was published in 1990. A comedy about contemporary teen life, it featured a 12-year-old girl's complete and unabridged journal for English class. Her first book published in the U.S. was Walk Two Moons, which won the Newbery Medal in 1995. Today, we're going to speak with her about her new work, her 18th book, The Great Unexpected. Welcome, Sharon. Thanks so much for joining us today on The Book Report.
Thank you. Happy to be here today.
I'd love it if you could introduce The Great Unexpected to our listeners by describing the main characters.
The main characters. Well, there are two stories that parallel each other. On one side, the main story involves two spirited orphan girls, Naomi and Lizzie. They're about 12 years old, and they live in the small town of Blackbird Tree in America. And for them, the unexpected has never been good. It's always been bad. And Naomi is the thinker, and Lizzie is the chatterer of the two. And their story alternates with this parallel one of a cranky old lady who lives in Rook's Orchard, Ireland, and she seems to be hatching a plan, a mysterious plan. So she's a bit, she's cranky, she's older, she's wealthy, as opposed to the girls who seem to have come from impoverished backgrounds. They're both orphans. And so connecting the two stories, though, is a charming boy named Finn, who in the first chapter falls out of a tree at the feet of Naomi and Lizzie, and nothing is ever the same after that. But Finn also appears, at least an older version of Finn appears in the story of the cranky old lady. So there is this element going on of, is this the same Finn? Is it a different time? Is he the son of Finn? Is he real? Is he not real? And sort of that weaves through the story. So there's sort of very real American country kids and the eccentric Irish woman and this boy named Finn who falls in between.
Yeah. I have to say I read the book and I kind of love the cranky old lady. What age group has The Great Unexpected been written for?
Well, I don't write for a particular age group, but I tend to write about 12-year-olds. So the publisher usually recommends the book from 8 to 14. Mm. But usually that 8 to 12-year-old range, the sort of 4th, 5th, 6th grade, those are the readers, probably the most common readers that I have in that age group.
Yeah. How did winning the Newbery Award for Walk Two Moons, how did that change your life?
Oh, my gosh. In an instant, it changed it so much. I was at the time a headmaster's wife, a full-time teacher. I had two teenagers in school. I was trying to write my second book. I had finished Walk Two Moons and write my second book for young people and was having a lot of trouble. And I thought, you know, I had earned about $4 so far as a writer. And I mean, I really need to, this is an indulgence. I need to stop this and maybe take a second job. My kids were about to go off to college. And the call came out of the blue when I was home alone in England. We were living in England at the time, and my husband was back in the States. And I just, even though I wasn't quite sure what the Newbery was, I knew that this somehow was momentous. Well, the way it changed my life is that it gave me a readership, and it gave me a reason to write. So the Newbery, every school in America will stock the Newbery book. Every bookstore will carry it. You have a source then not only of audience but of income, and that allows you then to write, to continue writing.
You began writing, I guess, in the late 80s and 90s. Has writing for children changed significantly? Have the themes changed?
Well, for me, no. I write the same stories, not the same stories, but I because I'm always bouncing off of something that's currently happening. But I write in the same way, in the same sort of genres. But there certainly is, I think books have changed for children, you know, sort of post-Harry Potter. You know, there's a lot more fantasy, a lot more longer books, a lot more action adventure kinds of things, a lot more series. Kids have a really great choice now, I think, of books all over the map.
Yeah. Well, it does seem that Harry Potter opened the door for heavy-duty, full-length novels full of historical reference. What advice can you give parents who want to grow bookworms?
Ah, to read to them. When the time they're born, maybe even before they're born, read to them and let them see you reading. If you enjoy reading and you're curled up with a book often, then they will see it as something positive. But I think mainly reading to them, because you are giving them the skills to read themselves by, you know, the inflection, by the way you talk about a story afterwards, by just introducing them to books that they might not know about or read about or read. And then you extend that sort of range of things that they can read about.
You've written novels for adults. How does that compare to writing books for kids?
It compares in that they're very similar processes. When I'm writing about an adult, it's an adult book. When I'm writing about a child, it's a child's book. So as long as I stay in the perspective of the main character, that dictates the story and the viewpoint of the story, rather than some unknown criteria saying this is an adult book and this is a children's book. If you stay in the mind of a 12-year-old, for instance, you're going to deal with 12-year-old themes and not 40-year-old themes. So that, at least that's the way I approach it. The first two books I wrote were for adults, or about adults, I should say. And then the next book I wrote was Absolutely Normal Chaos, which is the journal of a 12-year-old girl. And I did not make that distinction that, oh, now I was suddenly writing for children. It was my agent who said, or actually the publisher she offered it to said, you know, I think this is a children's book. And I thought, what's that? You know, what's the distinction there? I was teaching Shakespeare, Chaucer. You know, I wasn't really, my head wasn't in the realm of children's books, even though I had children and had read to them. But I thought, okay, what's the distinction here? And then I went to a writer's conference. And at that conference, it was solely, you know, it was about children's literature. And they had children's writers who wrote for children, like Lois Lowry, James Giblin, Dayton Hyde, and others. And it was a really beautiful world there, because I thought, well, it combines things I love most, children and writing and books and teaching. And so I sort of came away from that thinking, well, all right, so if I, you know, maybe the book that I wrote is a children's book because it's about a 12-year-old and from the viewpoint of a 12-year-old. And at that time, the publisher who had just accepted that book asked for another one in that age range. And so that next book was Walk Two Moons. And that was how I sort of opened up that door and walked down that path.
I see. Are you already working on your next project?
The next book will be called The Boy on the Porch, and I've just finished my revisions, and so now it's gone into copy editing. And it's a shorter book and a narrower focus. The Boy on the Porch just focuses on three people, two people who are caring for a boy who's been found on their porch. They don't know where he's come from or why he's there, and he doesn't speak. And so the whole focus of that story is, you know, where is he from? What's he about? What do we do with him?
Well, Sharon, I have to say that your book, again, is a wonderful, wonderful read. I enjoyed reading it. I know my daughter can't wait to pick it up. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It was great to talk with you.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye.